Hello and welcome to. Can I actually
restart?
Okay.
The first word heard.
Restart it.
Hello and welcome to Garps con Amigos. At the table with me are
Charlotte
playing
Avery Jensen.
My name is Tyler. I'm playing Alexander Hamilton.
So you're Tyler.
I am Sean playing Leonis Black.
And you are
Jade playing Janet Potter.
We're playing a Hogwarts set campaign set in 1973. Each of these three have not so long ago turned 11. Leonis and Janet are both purebloods, and Alexander and Avery are muggle-born. And we're going to start at Avery's house. You've been 11 for around a month when a owl starts pecking at your window. What do you do?
I leave it.
It has a letter in its beak.
I go let it in.
It comes in, it drops the letter on your bedstand table.
And it's a Hogwarts letter. Now on to the next person.
We move on with Alexander Hamilton at his foster home. It's the middle of the day, it's June, when a owl flies through the open kitchen window.
I grab the...
The letter. Do you hand it to your parents or do you keep it for yourself?
I keep it for myself.
And now we move on to Leonis. You're at your parents' house. It's a rather large house. Your letter comes for Hogwarts. Big deal. Because your cousin, Regulus, got it just a month earlier than you.
What?
This is July. This is around mid-July when you get yours. What do you do with your letter?
I open it and I read it.
Now you know all the stuff you're supposed to be taking to Hogwarts. You know that the Defense Against Dark Arts teacher, which, according to your cousins, has been a different teacher each year for the past 2 years, and it's a different teacher than the one you heard of last. It's a Professor Tano. And now we move to Janet Potter at her cousin's house to celebrate his birthday when her letter arrives, and his letter, on the same owl.
Who's his letter?
James Potter.
I thought he was 3 years older.
He still gets a letter.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Like, his supply list and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody gets a... Yeah.
Oh, wait, are you siblings?
No, they're cousins.
They're cousins.
Janet Potter and James. No, she's at his house because it's his birthday.
Oh, was I just not paying attention?
You were just not paying attention. That's what.
Sorry.
It was. James is currently being a bit of a about his letter, saying it's awesome. He's being way over enthusiastic about it.
That's not being a jerk, though, necessarily.
He's also being a bit of a jerk about it to Sirius, who hasn't yet gotten his letter.
Why would he be a jerk about it?
I'm assuming they like stereotypical like movie or show guy friends where they kind of do things like that. They make fun of each other.
That's how every guy is.
No, I am not like that.
Then you're not a guy.
Neither are my friends that are guys.
That's because they're with you. If you saw them by themselves.
No. So that's what your cousin and Sirius Black are currently doing, being kind of pricks to each other.
Alright, open my letter.
You should send a reply back by August 1st. So how do you two send your reply?
The owl.
So you write a reply?
Just a short one, like, yeah, I'm coming.
Yep.
How
curt is your reply?
Charlotte or Star?
Styler.
Okay.
I was looking at Styler. I'm an idiot.
Wait.
What did your letter say, Styler?
Let's see. I'm using my diplomacy to try to get a scholarship.
You don't have to pay to go to the school. You just have
did
to pay
succeed?
For your supplies.
How much did you succeed by?
Two.
What did
really?
He have to,
what
did he have to
two?
Be? Oh, diplomacy?
But there isn't any scholarship to get.
Yeah, you
for
get
books
the...
and wands.
Oh, that's true. But you don't have any money for that
they're
anyway.
Gonna, they're going to pay for it anyway.
Grades. Yeah, they get the only grade they care about, your math grade. Every other grade is real world.
I have a really
they
high
have no
grade.
Access to the our grades, though. So.
He sent them his grades.
Yeah, I sent
oh,
them my,
sent them
my school transcripts.
Yeah, he's like crazy.
D6s are not as fun.
They don't roll as far.
No. That's not what I meant.
It's August 1st, and you hear a crack right outside the front door.
Talking to Charlotte?
Yeah. You hear a...
Don't my parents, like, wake up? No, I told my parents
This is a couple months later.
I told my parents about it.
And there's a crack at the front door. This is at around lunchtime. And your parents go up to the door and bring in a Professor Sprout.
Yay!
How old is Professor Sprout in the books?
I think she's old enough that she
would... I'd probably say she's in her 40s or 50s.
Yeah, is she old enough to...
I think she's old enough.
If she's in her 40s or 50s in the 90s...
Yeah, she's old enough.
Never mind. She could be
a... It's a mid-20s woman in an old-fashioned cloak and not even attempting to disguise themselves as a muggle. Hello. So, you received your acceptance letter for Hogwarts?
I sent a reply.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, but the reply went to McGonagall.
I mean, she sent you.
This is not a character that I said that. And she just asked as like a formality. So I need to take you to Diagon Alley so you can get your supplies.
What month is it?
This is August 1st. Oh. August 1st, 1973, which I don't know what day of the week it is, but it's summer, so it doesn't really matter. It might be a sun.
Let's
no,
go.
No, it's not a Monday.
It's a Monday.
It is a Monday?
She has no clue.
Don't act like you know what you're talking about.
Let's go.
No.
Wait, what day?
This professor... my name's Professor Sprout, and she offers a hand to shake your hand.
Okay,
I'm not shaking
your
hand.
It's 1973.
In theater, do you shake Professor Sprout's hand?
August what?
August 1st.
It's a Wednesday.
Dang it. And I know that September 1st is a Saturday.
Why?
Because I did the research to make sure I knew that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's like, that's an important day because that's the first day that you go to school.
Why don't we start school on a Saturday?
You don't actually start school on a Saturday. You go to the school on a Saturday, have the feast, then you get a tour on the Sunday.
I had like six.
Tour of the school on Sunday, and then on Monday you go to classes. It's a lot better than starting having September 1st be a Sunday like every single year in the books. Because in the books, every September 1st is a Sunday. Or probably. Or at least it's every September 1st is not a Saturday. And there should have been at least one of those that's a Saturday. Sorry, that's really loud.
Sorry.
It is.
I was trying to spin your dice.
So, she says, okay, to get to Diagon Alley, I'll need to grab your hand.
She's holding hands.
Grab your arm. Do you let her grab your arm? Let her grab... And you...
I'm looking very scared, by the way. Like, I'm just a terrified looking 11.
She spins and you pop, and it's a very kind of terrifying experience. Roll fright check. I was torn between whether it should be health or fright check. Do you fail? It's a will roll.
Will roll. Hmm? Okay, so that's... I succeed by 2.
Wow. I wasn't expecting you to succeed.
I'm still scared, though.
Yeah, you're scared. And also roll health because you might get sick. Did you succeed on the button?
I did not.
Did you fail by 1?
Fail by 1.
Failure by 1. Yeah, you feel a bit sick. -1 to IQ index rolls for the next half an hour as you recover from being sick.
Okay.
And she leads you through to a small alleyway in this very old pub. And she taps her wand on a specific brick, and you see a brilliant alleyway with hundreds of shops selling many thousands of different types of things, ranging from brooms to cauldrons.
Should we have combined the Diagon Alley trip?
Yeah. I'm going to smooth to him, and he's going to show up right after
you. Just because this would be easier, like, doing it all together.
Do you know who shows up at your door? Professor McGonagall.
Does she have terrible teeth? No.
That's really a quirk that you gave yourself?
Yes.
She is a wizard. Okay.
All wizards have good teeth.
But you know you're in Britain, right?
Yes, I guess that's not about
that. Wizards can fix their teeth, I feel like, pretty. I mean, they can fix their glasses with just a...
Yeah, they don't need to do any work. Also, which means that Brits aren't obsessed with pearly whites. This doesn't mean that they don't have clean teeth. Yeah, you've never been to Britain. So,
you haven't been to Britain.
Yes, so I'm going to assume that they're... Yeah.
There are lots of people in Britain.
Yes. Some people do it. Probably some people don't. Now.
I'm just going to spend the day.
Professor McGonagall knocks on the front door.
What time of day is it?
This is late afternoon. And your parents answer the door. Your foster parents. Hello, who are you? Professor McGonagall, I'm here for a Mr. Alexander Hamilton. He's upstairs in his room. I'm assuming you're upstairs in your room.
Okay, I'm studying the treatises on my shelf.
Okay, he.
The what?
He comes up. She comes upstairs and knocks on your door, and your parents say,
"Who is it?"
I'm Professor McGonagall from Hogwarts.
What's Hogwarts again?
You read the letter. You know what it is.
Is it that one that school that tried contacting me?
Yes, you kind of have to come to this school. Well, yes.
He doesn't have to.
But what majors do you have here?
It's year 11. There's no such thing. You don't think about that.
I'm pretty sure I was older than I can.
He does.
He's crazy.
Yep.
We don't offer any muggle majors, but if you want to learn how to use your magic, you'll have to come to our school since you live in Britain. What?
Snuggles?
Our school?
No, not
what's
that word.
Snuggle?
Muggles.
Muggle.
That's the word.
Muggle. Your parents are muggles. If you want to learn anything about magic, you have to come to our...
My parents are dead. Does that mean dead?
No. Your foster parents...
Oh, my foster parents.
I'm calling them your parents because they happen to be the ones that are raising you.
You call this raising?
Yes, they provide you food. You didn't write any disadvantages. You know, out of character, you didn't write any disadvantages regarding your parents, your foster parents being terrible, so therefore your foster parents are normal foster parents.
Okay.
Put you in your...
No, that's just like his attitude towards
them.
Well,
he can still be a butt and pretend like...
Yeah, he can be a butt, but it's not true.
No, I'm just messing with them. They're great.
Okay. Well, I need... I'll need you to take my... I'll need to take your arm so we can get us to apparate us to Diagon Alley.
Where?
Where we're gonna get your stuff.
Why don't we just go to New York? That's not that far away.
What? You're not in... You're in Britain.
Not too far away.
No, I'm not. You said we had to go to Britain, so therefore we're not in Britain.
Plus, isn't he American? How did he end up overseas?
Because somehow foster care system.
That's not how the foster care system
works.
Okay, that's how it works in my universe.
Oh, gosh.
That's how things...
If you take me to New York, I will be good boy.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you trying to womanize her?
She grabs your arm and you teleport and apparates you to the Leaky Cauldron. Takes you through, and you see ahead a mid-20s woman.
Is she attractive?
Yeah. No. She's average. Just that. And guess what? I don't like you being... If you try to be a womanizer, I'm going to give you a disadvantaged enemy. Voldemort, and you will die.
Okay.
Oh, bah! Harry didn't die. Well, he did, but not really.
Yeah. I don't like womanizers. Out of character. And that's not going to get you the last far in this campaign.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Hey, it's one of my quirks. I go after every attractive girl.
Can you erase that?
Doesn't mean I do it.
You
every...
can change it. Can you
he
change
made
it to
that
a different
choice,
one?
Though.
Can you change it to a different one, please?
Every very attractive girl.
I don't think there's many very attractive... I don't think there's
okay,
many...
Okay, then I won't be a womanizer.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's a... I told you no. So therefore, it's a no. Yeah.
You have a secret quirk.
Yeah.
There's a few.
Yeah,
okay.
I want all those quirks that cause those types of problems to be gone. Because that's just not fun.
Hey.
I don't like role-playing that type of stuff.
Okay, I just changed it.
You can have Jade roleplay that stuff.
No.
No.
Well, that would be even more awkward.
Oh, okay, yeah, I could roleplay it.
No, that'd be... No, I don't want... I'm okay with you taking over NPCs. I'm just not okay with you doing that.
I know, I'm just...
Okay. I changed it.
Yeah.
Well, what
And this is also the same date both of your...
Very attractive.
Both of your parents have taken you to Diagon Alley at the same time. So all four of you, yeah, your parents and her parents have taken you to Diagon Alley around the same time.
Whoa.
In the afternoon, it's this afternoon on August 1st.
Which does it matter which parent?
It's your dad, her mom.
So black and which?
Potter? Your mom could be a Pruitt or any other family. Most likely a redhead. So most likely Pruitt, Weasley, or a Muggleborn. Your mom's a Weasley. A redheaded Weasley. Because it's one of the traits of all... One of my favorite fan theories is the idea that all Potter men are attracted to redhead women.
That's not how attraction works.
So they can be attracted to redheads, but I can't be attracted to attractive people.
I'm not going to role play it. I'm not role playing it. I'm saying it's a fact of the universe.
It's what?
Yeah. It's an already a fact of the universe that everyone's attracted to attractive people.
No. Yes, but you don't have to be.
I think every male member of a family being attracted to redheads is weirder than someone being attracted to attractive people.
A quirk means it's a bit more than just you're attracted. It means you might cause
problems. But it being a family... It's not the kind of thing that carries through families.
It's like a curse or something.
They're cursed to like redheads.
What? Caleb, your world makes no sense.
I'm basing off of my knowledge from various fanfictions. It's gonna be weird.
There's no knowledge from fanfiction. That's why they're fanfictions.
I mean, it's knowledge. Like, what fan theories.
Also, you only know of two Potter men that fell for redheaded women.
There's two.
Hey, two. How many other Potter men do you know, though?
Wait, does that mean.
None. Which is why you can't judge the other Potter men.
Does that mean. So, who else fell for redhead?
It was James and Harry. Because they fell for Lily and Jenny.
Alabama stuff going on there with Jenny.
No.
What?
Oh my gosh, Tyler, no. Can you stop?
How is it Alabama?
That does not mean all redhead people are related to each other.
No.
First of all, Lily Evans was a Muggleborn. And then Ginny is from a pureblood family, so.
And they can't. The Weasleys are quite distantly related to the. Their closer relation to the Blacks than to the Potters.
You look really sweaty.
I don't know, okay. Okay. And so now everyone's in Nigan Alley. You two are being taken to Gringotts Bank.
Are we together now? Like as a group?
Well, no. Well, you two are together as a group. Okay. Because because McGonagall and Sprout are talking with each other and leading you into Gringotts Bank. So and you see her. You see
ask who?
Who you ask?
So is this like a state run bank or is this like a national run bank?
This is a private bank. Oh god. McGonagall's going to explain Gringotts to you. Gringotts is run by the Goblin Nation. Which is a completely different government, but they have a treaty with our government so that they control the money.
That's a rude thing to call British people.
What? What did you do? Can you tell me? Or should I not know?
You said it was ran by the Goblin Nation. And he said, that's a rude thing to call British people.
Oh, no, those are goblins. And she points to a short, rather ugly looking creature. Person.
Yep, the British.
Okay, first of all, like, all three people you're with are British.
Second, she's about to cast silence on you, and you soon will be no longer able to talk in character.
Yeah, do it.
Just like, how can I annoy him without...
And there's a number of things that they could do to mobilize goblins. If you do that, I don't like chaotic neutral / chaotic evil. I don't like that side. That those four spots in the bottom right corner in the alignment table.
Whoa!
And you're currently in there.
Whoa!
Okay. That causes problems. Yeah.
Okay. I just continue on though.
And yep. And they go up to the teller and say, and Sprout says, we need to take them to the Hogwarts Muggleborn Child Fund account, and they lead you to a roller coaster. Well, basically a roller coaster.
That's a minecart.
Yeah, and it moves very fast, and it works like a roller coaster.
No,
it doesn't.
No.
Roller coasters have, like,
I'm gonna technology. A goblin.
That's just being weird.
Oh, I thought you were plugging it. Like, gonna unplug it so you could cuss us out.
Oh, God.
Dang it, Skylar!
It's only happened once before, okay? It's not gonna happen again.
What did that happen?
Okay, whatever. Okay, I'm just confused that this is...
Okay, let's just...
This one's gonna have to actually
let's get
edited,
our money!
Unlike the other one.
Caleb, put your pants back on.
The problem with an audio media... I hate... Okay, the problem with audio media.
Skylar!
Okay. I'm actually torn as to whether I should keep that or cut that.
Cut it.
The problem is it's gonna. Oh no. And the other things I kind of want to cut, but that one is like. Okay.
Do you want people listening to your podcast to know that you're not wearing pants right now?
I know, and I'm wearing pants.
He was never not wearing pants.
I'm
wearing. Be very messed up.
I'm half tempted to just take this my phone out and take a selfie to prove. Yeah, I'm wearing pants.
I mean, honestly, I can't even see your legs. So
that's a good point. Like,
he's wearing pants. He's wearing pants.
I see nothing. Nothing's there.
Is it because it's like camouflage?
Okay, yeah, it's not getting cut because we just ripped on it for forever.
Okay.
This one's a lot.
Hey, look.
What?
Uh oh.
No, that was me.
Really?
No, they can stay there. They can stay there. I rolled a natural 20, though.
Okay, so we are... Please put your phone away.
Oh, I'll see if that's my mom real quick.
Okay. So, now you're on... Well, these two are currently are on the very terrifying roller coaster ride, and are about to ride it.
I like roller coasters, though.
You like roller coasters?
And this isn't a roller coaster. It's a mine cart.
Yeah, and it moves really fast. And you might...
Yeah, but it's not a roller coaster.
You can roll
coaster.
Against HT plus...
It's the equivalent. It probably
you can roll against
one.
HT plus 5. Roll against HT plus 5. It's a really good roll. You don't fail.
Yay.
Oh, and you have to do that too. You have to roll against HT plus 5. Yep, you don't fail. And then,
I haven't gone to Gringotts yet. You haven't sit on there.
Yeah, your parents are taking you to Gringotts. They ask to go to their vault. And your ride lasts a lot longer because you're going deep.
We have a big vault.
Oh yeah, you're going down to where they have your vault has your vault has a like their vault is near the top. Your vault is down deep and has a freaking dragon guarding it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that the black vault?
I'm assuming the black vault is deep is one
I thought
of the
that was Bellatrix's vault.
Well, there are more than one vault.
There's several vaults that are down there. Like, there's multiple Lestrange vaults, there's multiple Black vaults, there's multiple...
Okay.
There's Potter vaults, and Longbottom vaults, and Malfoy vaults, all down here.
I'm sorry. Longbottom vaults.
Okay.
So, roll to see if I get sick, what do I have to beat?
It's HT plus 5. Basically, don't roll terribly.
Okay.
You didn't roll terribly. And you are being taken to the... Your parents, you actually have your own vault. Your parents did not give you your own vault. Yeah. Well, I'm assuming because the Potters they had a trust vault for Harry, which isn't deep in the ground. You don't. You're
did
not
you
going
call
down
it
to
a
the
trust
family
vault.
Yeah, I think they called it a trust vault. So
no, they just called it. Yes. It was the Potter vault, or it was like.
I'm calling it a trust vault. It's just a. So you're being led to. So you're being taken to a higher up vault that is just yours. It has just your money. Yeah, roll HT plus 5. I just want to see if anyone rolls terribly. No one's rolling terribly. It's not a valid roll. Really? You want a crit failure on the table? You really do?
Sure.
Yeah, no. Okay, so... And then you have your money, and now I'm gonna roll to see whether you encounter each other. You two are gonna be getting second hand.
How do we encounter each other if we're in the minecart?
This is for rolling to see if you encounter each other over the course of the day.
We haven't interacted at all.
You two.
No.
And she's a wizard. Oh yeah, and she's.
I'm a muggle-born.
Can you stop it?
She has perfect teeth, okay?
That's gonna cause some problems.
Yeah, there you go. It's not gonna be a problem.
Do you guys want to converse as you get after? Converse?
Talk.
Converse.
He means talk.
Converse.
It means converse, okay? Yeah.
Converse.
No.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said converse.
You talk, but not talk to each other.
I mean talk to each other. That's what converse means.
Yeah. You're talking to yourself. You can't
converse. Converse is talking with each other. Can you please... So do you guys want to do roleplay a scene, or do you want it to be just a random stuff?
I'm going
to
try.
Well, I just like
become
silence.
A diplomatic ally.
That's not what diplomacy is for.
What?
And also it doesn't work. And it doesn't work against players.
Wait, you can't do diplomacy with players?
Yeah, that's against other players. Social roles are meant to...
No, because there are some that you can use against, like Fast Talk.
Fast Talk,
if you
I
look
think
at
so.
It,
yeah, diplomacy. Fast Talk, I'd say it's like Fast
bad.
Talk, leadership, or intimidation might be applied to players, but diplomacy, no, because diplomacy is just you talking to each other, and you're a player, so you can form your own opinions. Diplomacy is just the way for me to say, oh, I know your. I have an idea of what your. I can create an opinion based off of how you roll.
Okay.
So, are you guys going to roll play a scene, or do you want, or no?
So talk to random people,
especially if they don't have good teeth. Maybe he just doesn't want to know if they have bad teeth.
Okay, so I'm going to roll to see if you encounter each other. You guys are not going to encounter each other because these two are going to secondhand bookstores.
We're out of the bank.
Yeah, out of the bank. These two are going to secondhand bookstores, secondhand cloak places.
Why?
Because you guys don't have as much money. Because
you're a charity case. That's why.
Yeah, you're basically. That's why you guys. Yeah, you used the Muggleborn Trust Vault, and therefore you guys are. You don't have that much, which is why they're going to all those places, because they want to have enough money left to get you guys a nice wand. You two are going to all the nice places, and like you get like well-designed stuff for yourself, because your parents are wealthy. Benefits of having wealthy parents. I just lost it. So, and now we're going to have... We're gonna roleplay getting the wands.
Oh.
Woo!
I got
what?
Why?
What? What's the dice across the
table? I didn't mean to.
So we're now at you two are all of you get to Ollivander's at the same time.
Okay.
Ollivander, what kind of name is that?
Ollivander's. Is the name of the shop?
Like olive oil?
That's his character talk.
This shop has been here for over 2,000 years. You can give it some respect. That's McGonagall speaking.
What did they do to deserve respect?
Well,
He's
made some of the greatest wands of all time. And
makes them?
Yeah, he makes the wands.
Dissing his parents.
What's so cool about this? Oh,
and it's in called Ollivander's for.
How can you take credit for making a stick? Isn't that what trees do?
No. It's want. And Ollivander comes out and says, "Oh, little boy, you know nothing about the art of wand making."
He slaps you.
No, he doesn't.
Dang it. Well, I know how trees work.
Well, wands are not just our wands are not just made from a stick from a tree. Wands take months to make.
But what are they made of?
They're made of wood, magical wood. No, they have to be specifically carved in a specific fashion in order to be able to cast magic. They have to have runes carved into them. They have to have magic infused into them. They have to be, you have to put a specific core into the center. And you have to do all sorts of enchantments. It takes months or even years to create a single wand. Lots of it. And a wand never sells. Most of my wands haven't been sold.
Yes, let's go. Let's go find which ones we can buy.
Well, I can't. The wand chooses the wizard. And I need to have lots of, in order for to have a wand for every single witch and wizard in Wizarding Britain, I need to have significantly more wands than people.
Let's go see.
And now, we're going to have everybody get a wand.
Are we going to roll for like what it's made out of?
I'm going to roll to see how what type of wand you get.
Well, different wand things in
Don't do it hidden.
In the Harry Potter universe.
Why are you doing it hidden? What's the point of that? You're going to tell us the results.
So he can purposely give me a battle.
So you go to roll. That's Charlotte's wand. So.
It should be just like
get a wand that's not. It's not even. He says. After it. It takes you.
He's disappointed.
The first one he gives you is the correct wand.
Yay!
Oh, not really the first, but it's one of the first few. It's like he gives you one wand, fails. One wand, fails. And the third one, he just gives you and it works. And he gives you it's a 10-inch wand. Rather sturdy.
What's the wood they have?
And what's the wood? Ashwood with griffin claw core.
Is that a thing?
What?
I thought there's only three different cores.
It's like unicorn hair, dragon heart string.
But there can be more, right?
Yeah, there can be more.
I don't know how griffin claw would work. It's a claw.
Isn't that
it's
big?
Just like a claw.
You have a curved one.
No, there's like you could like
it's a little like straight
or griffin's okay, griffin feather. It's okay, fine. Out of care. Griffin feather core.
Okay.
Good for defense against dark arts. Bit on it can be a bit stubborn. Pretty tell that you don't end up in Slytherin with this wand.
What's wrong with Slytherin?
Well, it's not. You haven't been told about the houses.
I haven't.
So you don't know anything.
So what's wrong with Slytherin?
Well, this wand doesn't like those who are cunning and mischievous.
Well.
You just can't.
Uh-oh. What?
Now, I'm going to roll to see how long you take to get a wand.
Okay, when I test on him, I'm just going to test it, point it at random people, point it at myself.
If you point it, oh, he prevents you from pointing at other people. He says, "No, point it at the."
What's that gonna do?
You point at yourself. Okay.
I start picking my nose with it.
Oh, you pick your nose with the wands. Okay, you're gonna have some fun.
I walk out of the shop while they're doing this because I want to explore.
Well, at least one of the
one of
your wands makes you get because you stuck it up your nose. You got yourself a nice bloody nose.
I'm just gonna run down my face.
And you had another one. Did you give yourself bad sight?
Bad what?
Bad sight. Yeah. Oh yeah, your glasses also your glasses fly off your head, and break.
Crap. That was dumb.
Yeah,
I saw
but
some
you
movie
get a,
once. I put it.
You get a, but you get a, you get
but
a pretty fairly
how
nice
easy
wand.
Is it to fix glasses though?
Really pretty easy, but no one has yet. No one. But okay, Professor Sprout grabs his wand, his glasses, and fixes them. But that's not what's important. What's important is the wand that you finally get, which you have to write down all the details. In wait, where don't you have a second? You don't have a second sheet? Okay, I should have a second sheet available. No, I don't. Oh, I do. There. This, well, the back of this sheet is completely blank. You don't have a back. You have a back. You have a back. You don't. So, down. So, did you? Where did you write it? So, you are given a... Your wand is a 6¾-inch...
It's tiny.
Flexible wand with a...
Like willow?
It's a willow wand, but in the core... What's something fun? I'm trying to think. What's a fun magic creature? I'm trying to think of a fun magic creature. Fun, but kind of terrible. No, ew. That does not. Those do not exist.
What?
No. Oh, it's a fun one.
Do an ogre cuticle. Ogre toe cuticle.
And this one has a core of a.
It's like the dead.
You don't know what a cuticle is like?
It's opening on a leaf.
Yeah, but it's also the.
On your nail.
Never.
Well, the things that scrape hair. Off are going to hurt really bad.
Yeah, I think I have an idea for a mildly terrifying one.
Oh, crap.
It's a core. What's a magic? That's exactly what it is.
Get on with
it. No, cloak. It's a piece of a cloak of a Dementor.
What's a Dementor?
You do not want to know.
Yeah, I do.
They're terrifying. They will eat your soul and your happiness and eat it away.
Why would you make a wand from a Dementor cloak?
Because some people require that core.
What's a uvula? That's not a thing.
Uvula? Yeah, it's a little dangly thing.
What about a dragon uvula?
No.
I don't think they have. I think they lose it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are the main ones. So that's yours. I'm gonna roll for yours. And
I want it to be cherry.
Oh, you want cherry? Well, that depends on what I roll.
Okay.
I have no idea what I'm gonna roll.
How does what you roll determine what you?
The worse I roll, the more time it takes for you to get a wand, and also the and
it depends you on get if it's it, 6 inches.
It takes you well over half an hour to get a wand.
Sweet. That means I'm special.
And at the very end, he hands you a 7¾-inch wand.
That's really small.
Yeah.
That's like a pencil. I don't feel like wands are that short, though. Same thing with him. 6 inches? That's like...
Fine. Yours is 7¾.
You know what
and
I mean?
Yours is 8¾ inches.
How about 9?
No, 8¾. 8¾. Okay. So you have to write down your wand is that actually might be relevant once I create wand lore.
Item,
you have to write down the details. So it's a 8¾-inch.
Nine?
No, 8¾-inch wand.
Oh crap.
8¾-inch wand. It's sturdy. His is flexible. Hers is wasn't yours like sturdy too?
Mm-hmm.
You said it was ash, right?
Yeah. Yours is. I'm trying to remember what the. Yeah, yours is elder.
Elderwood?
Yeah,
elder wand. You have the elder wand.
No, elder wood. No, elder wood is any type of wood you can make a wand out of.
It's like,
yeah.
What kind of? I have no clue. What kind of? Is that an actual tree, or is that like a
Harry Potter tree? It's a Harry Potter tree.
It's old. Just like what your skin looks like.
Elder.
Oh.
So right.
You're funny.
So write down your type of wood. So it's elder wood. And your core. It is a unicorn hair.
Ew.
Yep. You get a unicorn hair. Write down. Yours was good with. Yours was good for jinxes and hexes, and other such magic. But a bit cruddy on transfiguration.
Okay.
So write down what it's good at. Yours is good with. Yours is a powerful wand. It gives you... It will be... And it is highly effective with...
With the ladies. Mine? Okay, say that again. Sorry, I thought you were talking to Jade.
Yours is a highly effective wand. With good at...
Everything.
Charms.
Charms? I don't even know what a charm is.
You're also good at charms.
What's charms? I feel like that's weak.
No, it's not. What do charms do?
Charms
can include Wingardium Leviosa and a number, and I think Expelliarmus is technically a charm. There's a couple other charms. What?
Charms?
So a lot of hexes are charms. Charms are good for motion magic and those types of stuff.
So if I want to, like, shove someone over?
Shove something up, someone over, depending on how you do it. Standard is a charm, depending on the spell that you use to push someone over.
Okay, I still don't understand, but I'm good.
Yeah, so good at charms.
So, Elderwood, Unicorn Hair.
You? Let's see how I roll with yours. Same exact roll as yours.
So is it going to be the same materials? No. Or is it just going to take 45 minutes, or like over 30 minutes?
Yeah, it takes over 30 minutes for you to get your wand. And by the time you get your wand, he says... This is a nice wand. It's a 9.5 inch. It's 9.5 inches. Birch wood. Dragon heart string core. Good for transfiguration.
So we get the basic.
Your wands are the ones that are good for actual attacking magic.
You never said what mine was good at.
Yours was good at defense against the dark arts and those types of
things. Nice. Your core one spell, eat slugs. Is that how it was?
No, that was only because his wand was broken.
No, but it was he executed it right? It went towards him because it was broken.
Mm. Yeah, but you don't know any spells yet. I mean, you do have all your books.
I have a book, and I'm a good researcher.
You have a lot of books, but you'll have enough time. You'll be able to read all of it. Yeah, a month till you have to go to. Actually, you're going to.
Wait, school. Did you tell me to eat slugs?
Oh, I don't know what I got.
And now you've got your wands. You go home, and then the next month, what do you do? What do you do for the next month, Char?
I study the books. Back, you study right, the up, book. Down, upside down.
Okay.
Oh,
under a black light.
Roll research plus 3.
Why? No, minus
just,
3 because
plus
yeah,
3.
Does it upside down the black light?
I just read through the book.
13.
And does that fail? No. Research plus 3? That doesn't fail? Okay, good.
I'll just read the books.
You read the books? Read default research plus 3.
Are we supposed to read them? Or are we supposed to...
You succeed.
Are we supposed to read them before the school year?
Yeah. There's like that, well, no. You're kind of like you don't have to, but you can if you want. Or you could spend actually, since it's a month, neither one of them did that, but you could spend a month and you could gain a point in broom or something like that.
Do I get a point extra on research because I practice researching?
You didn't roll that well.
Okay, quick question. What was the occupation of the Black family?
The Black family are prime. It's Max. Your part of the family was historically Hogwarts professors, but they haven't been there hasn't been a Black Hogwarts professor for a couple
yeah.
for a couple
yeah,
for a decade.
Alive. So then, what do they do now?
Mainly, they mainly do government work and work in the Wizarding of Mont.
The what?
Which is
Mont.
Like,
or work at the Wizarding. What's
huh?
St. Mungo's.
It's
so what's a something I could do to make money as a job?
Not really anything. There's not many jobs that would offer would be given to an 11-year-old.
Selling stuff.
Yeah, 11.
I don't know.
Unless
okay.
you rolled like really well, I don't think you're
okay.
going to be able to do that. What
listen,
you don't have any skills that you don't
animal
have any...
handling. How the heck
weasels.
Do I have animal handling weasels?
You do. You did
What's
get
the
a
background
weasel.
On
did
that?
You get a weasel? At,
a mink.
You got a mink at and
I already had one.
Okay, you already had one. What pet did you get?
I got an owl.
You're an owl. What did you get?
Barn owl.
Barnell. And Professor Sprout.
Stop it. Stop smiling.
Professor Sprout.
I want a cobra.
Give you a rat.
Why would Professor Sprout pick out the animal?
She gave you a rat. You could feed it to a cobra if you wanted to buy to a snake, but no, you can't have a cobra. No, you can have a garden snake.
Wait, why would she pick out something for him? Okay, she's like a buy whatever
I want. As a gift. And you got a gift too.
Why'd you?
You let me choose my gift, but
that's because you're being a turd. That's why being a turd to the NPCs does. It gives you rats.
you were given a frog. A toad.
I don't want a frog. Someone else can have it.
You could release it in the wild.
Wait, do they just get regular toads?
I release mine.
They're
magical toads.
They get like big.
No,
wait. I question her. Why did you give me a frog?
No,
because you normally get new muggle born as a pet.
Caleb.
And you give me one of the most useless animals? Like,
no, they're magical toads and they get big because you know, like the choirs and
they're
like big old toads.
But like,
you get a giant toad and it's smart. Because it's smart enough to like synchronize.
Okay, I have I have a pet toad and a pet owl. There we go. Okay.
And now it's September 1st.
Wait, when am I supposed to put my feet if you guys are like fighting each other?
It's September 1st.
Oh gosh.
It's now September 1st. It's a Saturday.
Wait, I didn't determine what I was doing.
What were you doing?
So how do I have mink handling? Or weasel handling?
You know how you've been around minks, so you've been taught how to deal
with. Can I say that we sell mink?
Put your feet on your side.
No.
Can I
no.
Body cross.
Dude, you're like this.
Why not?
Because you handle minks. You're not trying to making fur out of them. You don't mink fur.
Half?
No.
Look.
They're right there.
You're more skilled like a veterinarian, not...
Like, you know how to like, keep make
not
sure
like
they don't be angry. No,
like,
animal handling isn't farming.
Put them right there.
It's like you have pets and you know how to take care of them.
Yeah, that's a pet tree. Animal handling is pets. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what I did.
What did you do for the month? You could gain a point in... You could spend an entire time trying to gain a point in a skill of yours.
I have to go in like 30 minutes, in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes?
Why?
I'm running a 40.
Why?
We might go out for food because that's birds.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, if you want to gain a point in the scale, you can do that.
I'll gain a skill, a point in the broom piloting.
So add 1 point to how many points, and if it increases your point total by a level, it doesn't. So now you have 3 points in it, but it doesn't affect your skill level at all. It just means you're closer to having a 4, to having a dex plus 1.
Can I increase my scrounging skill?
Yeah, that's what you can do. You can gain 1 point in it. And that actually increases your level by 1.
Wait, does reading the book do anything?
It gives you the ability to roll IQ, to know stuff in the books, and you can do that in addition to doing the broom.
Oh, can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she can do that, but we can't?
You can do one
I'm
additional
smart.
Thing, and you can do one additional thing.
Can I do the broom too?
Yeah, you can improve.
Can
add
I work
1 point
on diplomacy?
I practice first aid.
Yeah. So you put one more point in diplomacy. It doesn't. It shouldn't affect the level because you put 2 points in diplomacy. So now you have 3 points in it. It doesn't affect the level at all, though.
So. Is going from level 1 to 2 affect it?
Yeah, sure 1 does. To 2 affects, but 2 to 3 just means you're closer to 4.
First aid,
yes, add one more point, and if it increases it to 2, you can increase your level by 1.
Yay.
Yeah. Now y'all are ready for September 1st, but we're not going to do September 1st because... We keep doing everything pre-September 1st took forever.
No, we gotta do September 1st. That's the big part, the sorting.
Yeah, but that's going to take... They are leaving in 10 minutes.
We have to at least...
So we know what the situation is going to look like, so we don't have to describe this.
We just have to do the sorting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but there's stuff might happen on the way.
Can we ignore that? We get there safely, and we're just doing the sorting.
Okay, you want to figure out what houses... In my opinion, so far, do you know what the houses will be?
Slytherin.
Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, Ravenclaw.
So far. In my opinion.
But you said you don't
want to.
Jane just sorted us all.
Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Hufflepuff.
Yes.
Slytherin.
Why am I Slytherin? Just because I'm clever.
That's Hufflepuff.
Ravenclaw.
Hufflepuff.
Not clever. Clever. You're evil.
What have I done that's evil? Nothing I've done is blatantly evil.
No. That's
it's just the reason.
Rude. No, he has a point.
But
Slytherins are ambitious and cunning, not rude.
But is,
that's
is
not
you
a
ambitious?
Trait. I guess I am ambitious and cunning. But I'm also book smart too, because...
I'm going to roll, and if I roll well, you're if I roll well, you're Ravenclaw. But if I roll terribly, you're Slytherin.
Okay.
I rolled well, you're Ravenclaw. Ravenclaw.
Really well.
So Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff.
No, wait, I don't want to be no Hufflepuff.
So you don't want to be Hufflepuff? You can
What's
okay,
wrong
no
with
Hufflepuff.
Being Hufflepuff?
That's like all the beta people.
No,
it
isn't. I don't
want to
be estranged,
no.
Loyal,
estranged by my family.
Fair,
okay.
Honest, friendly.
Well, based off of how you've been
useless.
So far, I would not say Ravenclaw, not really.
Why not?
Because you just don't, it doesn't fit. And so the only houses I could say are Gryffindor. Yeah, you're smart, but I wouldn't call you, like, I wouldn't call you that type of smart.
What do you mean?
Hey. I have a 11 intelligence.
Yes, that doesn't mean you're that type of smart. It just means you're smart.
But I have...
And your main social skills are social skills that would be relevant to...
Detect lies.
Yeah, that's a Gryffindor.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a Slytherin
hey,
skill.
Wait, can you
solve your fuel?
That's a Slytherin skill.
Oh, poop.
Detect lies and slaver fair are Slytherin skills.
No, they're not.
Yes. Because slaver fair requires you to be cunning.
You should tell the thing what.
I think you.
Because you just pointed.
But I wanted. But
so
my character wants to go to Ravenclaw.
Your character wants to go to Ravenclaw. So roll will minus two. You
will minus two.
Yeah.
So I have to beat 10?
Yeah, you have to beat 9.
But I have 11 will.
Yeah, minus two.
Oh, minus two. Oh, I thought I
Uh-oh. You fail. You are in Slytherin.
Oh, poop. Then all of us are in a different house.
Yeah, well.
How do you meet up?
Well, there is one period where you can meet up.
It's going to be really annoying.
And besides, if not, I think there's a good chance that your curious might get you into detention.
Mine will.
I'm
you
not
might,
that kind of
curious.
Your personality will get you detention. You... I don't know how you get detention. I don't know how you... he's probably going to end up in detention. I like...
So what you're saying is you think that we'll meet in detention.
Now that's the only way I think I can get it.
I still haven't got it completely.
Three sixes?
Yeah.
Three sixes is very rare. And so...
When
the first session is done, right? Is everybody written down their houses?
Where do you put that?
I just put it in my sheet.
Yeah, just put it on, in the character notes.
Put it appearance. Oh, character notes?
Yeah. Where do you put birthday? Gryffindor. Can you write down your house in
Slytherin?
E? No, Slytherin, yeah, it's an iron.
Okay. So it's not iron.
So, now... That's pretty much it. So.
Okay, so if Aiden wants to join this campaign, what's he going to do?
Create a character that y'all wouldn't have encountered.
Okay.
Which is easy, because we only encountered each other because we went through all of that.
Yeah, you didn't...
And none of us actually talked
to
each
other. Actually, I'm going to roll against... Okay. You had your ally. What's your ally number?
Number?
Yeah, number. What number do you roll against? For ally?
Six or less.
So six.
But we're in the same house. He's
yeah.
Slytherin, right?
Yeah. Dang it. But, well, he doesn't. So he doesn't. He didn't. He didn't show up at all.
Are you trying to?
On the trip to the place. What's the number for James Potter?
Nine.
Can you stop rolling?
No.
Hey, what about my my rival? Who's my rival?
Oh, your rival.
Remember or so?
His rival was a Mr. No.
Oh, gosh.
Robison Malfoy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
So, what's your rival number?
On Malfoy.
Nine or less.
Rogue's on?
Nine or less. He showed up on the way to the on the way to the train. It was a nuisance.
And I'm with my dad, so my dad's...
No, this is on the train.
Oh, the train.
Yeah, he showed up by the train. Okay. He is a nuisance. Irritated you.
Okay. I'm irritated.
Now, and he was a bit of an... And he... He attempted to cast a minor spell, but he doesn't have very good skills. He doesn't have good skills, so I'm going to see if he rolled well enough to actually have done anything. He didn't roll enough well enough to do anything. So he attempted to cast a spell on you, and failed.
And should I attempt to cast a spell on him?
You don't have... You'd be rolling IQ minus... About IQ minus 6.
So I could be 5?
Yeah. You want to cast a spell? Okay. You did not succeed in casting a 13, spell on
13, that's pretty close. What spells do you even know? You didn't read the books.
He did read the books. Everyone read the books. But he didn't read the books in detail, so he didn't...
Yeah.
That's my family. Dude.
And so you... What's your... So for James Potter, he did not show up. He did not show up on the way to the Hogwarts. But you're in the same house as him.
So is it all of us just, like, sit alone on the train?
Yes.
You critically fail.
For that critical failure... Actually, wait.
No,
Who had klutz?
He just rolled over and over and over again.
I want you to roll against your klutz number.
What is that?
Roll against dex.
So 10?
Yeah.
8.
You did not have a prep call on the way to Hogwarts.
And Caleb. Look.
Triple ones! Awesome.
That was a 6.
Yep, and you got your klutz, and everybody's done pretty well.
I got a great success.
Well, I think that was fun. And, I mean, y'all didn't really interact with each other, but I'm going to figure out...
No one talked to me at all.
I observed him give himself a bloody nose by shoving a wand up his nose.
Yes, you did. You probably don't think very well of him.
I think he's entertaining.
Entertaining, but maybe stupid. You... What do you think of Silas' character, based off what you saw?
I think he's still like an idiot.
What do you think of him as over the entire interaction of that day?
I'm just trying to roleplay.
I was too busy watching the world around me, because I was near the wizard stuff.
And you were shy.
I have a pet owl now.
He was just
and a pet frog.
Yep.
So that's what I embrace.
So now... Oh.
But you chose to be...
I named my
now,
pets.
I think... I have no idea what we would do as like a pre-outro thing. Like, we don't have... We have nobody sending messages or anything. Or anything. So there's nothing we could do as a pre-outro thing for the podcast.
Nope.
So... We're gonna do send-off. So, it has been...
Me...
How your name? It has been
Charlotte.
Xavier.
Your actual... Oh, the name you said.
Tyler.
You.
David. What? She's looking at my...
No, your name.
Well, she said name. Charlotte.
She said Charlotte. Your name.
You.
He decided he's going to do a fake name for the podcast for some reason.
But no. There's only one other of us.
David.
What?
My name is David.
You already said Sean. In the yes, they do.
Okay, it's been Sean.
You didn't tell anything about that on the last one.
I know.
I'm
just being stupid. I think it was an option.
And I have been Caleb Grinton, Snap the GM.
Consider your identity stolen.
We're gonna start with a quick sound test. So, sound check. Charlotte?
Hello?
A little louder.
Hello?
I think you and Styler might need to switch spots.
What?
He's louder.
You just said hello, and it was like an average sound, and it looked like you were straining.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying that you might need to be closer to the mic, closer to the direct mic.
All you have to do is turn it.
Oh, okay. I've been smoking for 50 years. Actually, this works better. This works a little bit better. So,
oh, God.
Can you, Sarah?
What? That's good enough. That's not loud enough.
So you say something like, sound check me.
Stop it.
I'm trying to sing that.
Just say hello.
Sound check.
Oh, okay. So, I think we're going to start.
He doesn't care if we can be heard.
Okay.
Okay, what? You already know I could be heard because I'm loud.
You?
Just say, like, hello.
Hello.
Louder.
Here, audible, a little louder.
Just she a little. Has herpes.
What? What is wrong with you?
I mean, cold sores are herpes.
Can you scoot forward just a little bit?
Look at her forehead, all over.
It's completely blank.
Okay.
Are you saying because I have acne, I don't have herpes?
So
exactly.
Okay, we're gonna start.